How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. She writes from the western part of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, our home state. I'm from the eastern part. But Ohio is next door. I lived in Ohio 3 years as a young person. It is a bountiful state of the same kind of rolling pasture and industrial bases that Pennsylvania offers. However, it has a very popular governor. We can only hope that Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania becomes as popular as Mike DeWine. Mike DeWine has served at all levels of government many years. You might remember him as a congressman, a state senator, a lieutenant governor. Now he's been reelected by more than 20 points in a state that's decidedly red, but he wasn't elected because he speaks fire. He was elected his own words because he understands his job is to be competent. But Selena, this is revelatory of the Republican Party's struggles these days about the former president and the future of the party. What does Mike DeWine represent about the Republican Party?
Well, I think Mike DeWine represents being able to be forceful against the cultural curators being institutions, academia, big government, big media, right? To stand up to his constituents, to those forces, at the same time being able to govern and lead or be a good manager of your state. I did a four-part series looking at people that demonstrated that and who were wildly successful in this past election cycle. DeWine is one of them. So is Chris Sununu, who won in a historic fourth election to governor of New Hampshire, and also Brian Kemp in Georgia and Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, three of which for Republicans and one of which are Democrats. And I believe that there's the biggest lesson to Republicans is that the era of Donald Trump is fading. Now, and there's a caveat with there. There's nuance with there. What's the nuance is something that is missing from every discussion in American politics right now. But it doesn't mean that people don't like what Donald Trump did when he was president. It doesn't mean that that coalition hasn't remained intact. It has. However, on his comportment, they have moved on. That was always a transactional relationship, and the voters have moved on. And while the coalition has stayed together, you see that in Mike DeWine, you see that in Chris Sununu, you see that in Brian Kemp. They have moved on from Trump as the leader of the movement.
The election of Mike DeWine in Ohio indicates that Ohio has moved decidedly to take control of its future. What does Governor DeWine see where Ohio's going? Because this is the Rust Belt. This is the way, the burden of the 20th century that visited Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. Well, how does DeWine see the future for the Buckeye State?
Well, you know, while Ohio will always be an agricultural state, just the same as Pennsylvania, a manufacturing base married with a high technology base is still where the future is, along with energy. And these are areas that are rich in the resources that provide energy, not just for the entire state, but also for the country. And, that is where, he sees a combination of all those things is where he sees this future, of, Ohio.
His troubled city, the most troubled city I read about is Cleveland. Does he speak to reviving or reawakening Cleveland? It is a strong part of the Democratic Party, but at the same time, its success would spell success for the whole state. Does he observe that?
Sure. Cities like Cleveland, very much like Pittsburgh, but it was behind Pittsburgh, even though a Clevelander will balk at that idea. It was behind in building its EDS and MEDS, as they call it, which is higher education and medical and higher medical services. But that's where he sees a future in Cleveland. The COVID has put a halt on all these larger cities. There's a lot of people that have moved out. There's a lot of people who don't come into work. And I think we have not yet hit the depths of how this change is impacting our larger cities. I think we see that in the next year or two. And there's going to have to be an adjustment because there have been deep problems in cities and they still have not been addressed.
To Georgia, Brian Kemp reelected handily. And this is another illustration of the Republican Party's migration away from the events of 16 and 20. The headline says Brian Kemp defeated both Donald Trump and Stacey Abrams. What does his governorship see as the future for Georgia? Because right now it has decidedly weight in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, you know, that is in those Senate seats. But if you look at every race in Georgia, with the exception of Raphael Warnock, Republicans won and they won big. They won the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office, which is elected separately, AG, attorney general, secretary of state, treasurer, and all the way down to doll catcher. And these are all candidates that ran independently of Donald Trump. It tells us that Republicans can win and they can win bountifully as long as they run on their own positions, as opposed to running as being someone's second. And I think that's and also, you know, I mean, if people have listened to this show and listened to what I'm on, I've said since the moment that Donald Trump attacked Brian Kemp that this was not going to hurt him because he is a very good governor. He's very nimble. He reacted. He was one of the few governors. In fact, he was the only governor who opened his state up right after the 2 weeks to stop the spread. There were no mandates in that state. He was actually ahead of Florida. You know, people talk a lot about Ron DeSantis. This guy, and he took hard criticisms from Trump in 2020 when he did that. He's very intuitive and he relies on his intuition, but also good people around him. And I will credit that to him, to his success.
The four governors we've spoken of in your series of essays, Chris Sununu, New Hampshire, Brian Kemp of Georgia, now Mike DeWine of Ohio, and Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, are all going to have loud voices in the 24 process, Selena, the way it's stacking up for both parties. Both parties will be keen on their attention. Do they collectively describe the kind of candidate they want to see? Do they talk about it now, or is it too early?
No, they talk about that's the interesting thing about all of these gentlemen, is that when they talk, it's not ideological. It's about being competent. It's about being a good manager. And it's about recognizing whatever the need may be in a state and acting upon it. And I think, if anything, that's the biggest lesson of all that these gentlemen have taught us.
And I note that Josh Shapiro is the newbie here. Chris Sununu comes from a long family of maintaining a connection with the people of New Hampshire. And we don't have to underline how New Hampshire is critical for the presidential primaries. But Josh Shapiro is a Democrat. I mentioned, for people who don't know that, as a Democrat from the eastern part of Pennsylvania, I mentioned for people, and from Lower Merion Township, where I come from. So always watching Josh Shapiro. Selena Zito, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. She is the Washington Examiner. She is also the New York Post. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.